water or something in. I want a really big thing.
They used to have these great big pots to boil the clothes in.
Yeah.
That's where you wash the clothes in it, out of the yard.
Do you think of any other words for that? Thing starts with a K.
A kettle?
That's what I was looking for.
They used to boil syrup and have great big kettles. There's one over there. Pull about 50 gallons that you boil syrup in. Call them syrup kettle.
What do you mean they boil syrup in them?
Put the juice in there, pour the juice in it, vilifying it, and evaporated, cooked all the steam off, and then we got out of the syrup, but it dipped it out, strained it.
Where'd they get the juice and stuff? Where'd they get the juice and stuff?
From cane.
Right through
mills, rollers, just stick your rollers went round and the juice would go down the barrel and the other part of the can would go on off to the side.
Did you ever grow sugar cane yourself?
We ain't got a year back, I have.
Huh. What if up north, sometimes they get syrup from trees?
Maple trees.
Maple trees. Yeah. I didn't know whether you found out that at first or just what.
No, if you grow the syrup, it's the cane, just plant it. It grows up there, 7-8 feet tall.
Really?
And you strip it off. You never seen the cane?
I've seen the cane, but I didn't know it got to be that tall.
Well, some of it gets well, 7-8 feet.
Gosh. That's interesting. Well, let's see, what would you call a thing that you might have up there on the mantle? That if you cut some flowers and set some space, where the flowers were growing and you didn't cut them, but you grew them.
A flower pot?
Yeah, right. That's what I was looking for. And the utensils that you eat with, and the plate, and then when you set the table, you have a plate and then a glass and then what to pick up?
Knives, forks, spoons.
Okay, you have two knives and one
fork.
The singular of knives.
Two
knives, but one. Using the word knives.
Okay.
No.
Get the contact there.
No, but what I mean is, okay, each person has one spoon, one fork, and one
knife.
Okay, that's what I meant. And after you've eaten, what do you do with the dishes?
I get up and leave.
Okay. But
most people have dishwashers now they put them through.
Well, if you don't have a dishwasher though, you'd get up and you'd take them to the sink and you'd say,
over to the sink and
you'd say, I have to wet the dishes.
Whatever.
Okay. And say after your wife used to wash the dishes, she would, after she washes them, she what?
Dries them.
No, before that though, just runs them under.
Drain them.